Now, this is not Mark, and I'm marking it now in 1975. This is Jimmy, and it's all that's listed on the cover of the box, and this is number 644. After supper, the 2nd of July, 74, channel 1 right, 1 to 550, the only copy. And I'm putting it on the new cookie reel number 36, on the new cookie reel number 36, channel 2 right. And it's, see, I erased the first channel 1 right, and now this is the new channel 1 right with Jimmy on it at supper, after supper, the 2nd of July, 74, channel 1 right. 1 to 550.
Do you want to cover the market of presence again? It's needed. We don't do a thing in this bill, we don't do for small business loans.
Come in,
fact,
come
small
in.
Business
good
loans.
Morning. I just listened to this thing. It's all bad news. Turn it off.
Well, I guess I have messed up.
You have covered up.
Yeah.
You sure have.
I just called them and talked to them. Well, I didn't actually say much. I listened pretty much. And I'm going to head over to the dump and see what I can salvage. I told them I would replace anything that could be replaced. And I corrected him on a few things that he felt were in there that I think his memory probably had slipped a little on, because I was sure about pretty much about what I did throw away, and a couple of the items he felt I threw away I don't think were in there, but pretty much I just shouldn't have thrown any of it away, I don't suppose.
He got here yesterday afternoon. He came over here, they were coming over here to just to visit. And he stopped down there, and when he came up here, I mean, he was popping. It was a good thing nobody was down there when he got there.
Well, that's what he told me this morning.
Because when he gets mad, he's...
Oh, man, alive.
Yeah, he...
I didn't think about you throwing anything away.
Yeah, I guess he did.
It wasn't, you know... Just cleaning up a little.
He came down there and saw that expensive mattress laying out there.
I guess he thought I was going to leave it out.
Well, it rained in about 30 minutes.
It didn't rain before I got back there to get it inside.
He brought it inside.
Yeah. Well, I was there about 5 minutes after he brought it inside, apparently.
Yeah.
I was in a hurry to get back. He also, I thought y'all had done it. Because he brought my mattress inside. I had a foam mattress of my own outside.
Yeah. Was that yours?
And was anxious to get back. I was had been taking a load to the dump, so I was apparently just missing because I was getting back to be sure everything was...
Glad you did miss him.
Yeah, apparently I am too. However, I am scheduled to see him this morning.
You coming over?
Yeah.
Well,
I
you better be there too, Matt.
Thought I ought to come check with you before I saw him.
I left you word down there. It must be Saturday sometime. Place was open. Your truck was down there. The truck was down there. Stuff was spread around. I left you word about putting that wire up again. Keep saying, keep it a little more private.
Partially, it's my fault, because I should have checked with you to begin with to tell you that, you know, they were his things. I just didn't think about you going in there and getting rid of anything. And we should keep pretty close check on what we're doing. He's willing for somebody to stay there. That was agreed, you see. That was an agreement. He weren't breaking any rules there.
Well, you see, he cleaned up the place, but he...
As Cookie says, he just cleaned up and he cleaned me out.
Well, I don't know what kind of chance there is or what I can say, but I'm going to go head down there to Orange Lake where I dumped the stuff and see. see what can be saved, whatever it can be.
Let me tell you, we just leave you alone, but it's a good idea to check in up here pretty steady. If you're going to open it up and then be gone and things like that, you still ought to check in up here. It's, I know there's a lot of checking to be done in the world.
Yes.
People help themselves down there a lot, too, around that. That's, you know, they come in and help themselves. So you might be missing a lot of stuff of your own. It's a sad world.
Yeah. Didn't know whether to go do that first or come see you, but I thought since he was coming that I ought to go on and check with that enough.
Yeah, just check. That's all. Take a minute. How are you this morning?
I'm tired. I just rode my bike over from Cross Creek.
Rode your bike over?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, you all were doing so, you know, you were cleaning. Your notion was right, and he knows, Cookie knows, that that was a mess down there in that yard, and I told him last night.
The yard was mess.
I told him last night, I said, Cookie, we weren't going to have stand for that mess out in that yard any longer. And it had become just a dump on Saturday night for just anybody to come down there and just occupy that yard and leave messes. And I said, we were set up. And he said, well, I'm, you know, he made all these excuses. And I said, you weren't over here. You weren't coming. You weren't doing anything about it. And so Jimmy said he'd clean it up. And we were glad. Oh, I'm glad he did that. He just cleaned me out.
I suppose I thought about saving some of the stuff when I was stacking it outside, and I guess consciously or subconsciously I made the rationale that he couldn't want any of that stuff because it was all so filthy, dirty, and it was just such arranged in such a haphazard manner that I guess I just, you know, I thought to myself that he had, you know, just deserted it and that he put a lock on it when he left, just more out of habit than because it was valuable. But nonetheless, a man's got a right to his belongings, dirty or clean. So let me go see what I can do, and I suppose I'll come back and check with you. Sorry that you had to receive some of the brunt of what should have been directed at me. He indicated that he didn't come bringing you cookies and milk yesterday.
Oh, he let me have it.
Yeah.
He did.
I'm sorry.
He did.
He gone down to the dump.
He better go to the dump.
I'll sit in the corner.
Yeah, he better go to the dump. He had guts enough to ask me to leave that, come down and unlock it, and go on and leave the trailer open until he got back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Nothing in there but his stuff. He took everything else out.
I told him, I said, there ain't nothing in there but your stuff. I said, you took the rest of it out and threw it in the dump.
I said, naturally, we covered things over. I kept all the clean covers at home and brought them. I always put everything, you know, kept that at home and put clean covers over everything when I brought them back. There's no use in leaving stuff down there.
Uh-huh. Well, they'd go down. They'd bring clean covers for the couch.
That would have been going to the dump, too.
But he told me that he carried it all to the dump.
He missed one
trash.
Cushion for the couch.
That's it.
And it
one
was up,
cushion.
Up over in one of the cover things. I don't know how come they missed that. It got everything else out. Even the drawer that I couldn't get open. That was full of material. I couldn't get it open. It was empty.
He got it out, took all the material out, and took
different,
it.
I had so much at home that I couldn't store, you know, and I brought it down here. I said, well, there's four drawers right there together. And I'll just fill it full of material, and when I want some, I'm going down here, I'll dig it out, you know. He got it open, but it got stuck on me, and I couldn't get it.
Well, I'm learning a great deal about what goes on in the world.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I get it,
thank you.
It's not quite right.
I'm sorry, dizzy, just thinking about it.
But he thought it was all junk. You'd be fooled to bring good stuff, you know, out to a place like that and leave it. He said there was a whole... jelly jars, jelly glasses, a whole bag
full.
I brought about 10 or 15,
well,
and I had them in a bag.
What would he do if he come over here?
Those jelly jars. I hate to think what he'd clean out over here.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have anything left, could we?
Well, you know when you leave things out like that, you don't take the best you have.
Even
through my, that's what hurt me so bad.
You want some coffee?
My little salt and pepper shakers, there's three out of three sets, there's one of each gone. But those were treasures because they were, I got one set on my honeymoon. Daddy brought me a set from Pennsylvania when my brother graduated from the university up there. They all had sentimental, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it was some, even little jelly jars. I said they didn't amount to the whole thing, but Miss Hornbeck gave them to me.
Yeah.
And she's 90 years old.
And these little jelly jars.
The little tiny,
you
know.
It doesn't make any difference whether it was a toothpick, if it was somebody else's.
That's it. It wasn't
the value
of things as much as the sentimental value.
Yeah.
And we had some ceramic canisters that with the wooden lids.
The car wooden lids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of those.
Had three of
them. Now what was
three,
that?
I remember, ceramic canisters.
Ceramic.
I don't remember.
Oh,
I had taken some of those home.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
There wasn't as many over there.
There were three of them down there.
Because I had taken two of them.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. What?
But it's just the idea.
He must be a flathead for sure.
He got the makings, hasn't he? We better hang on to him.
Yeah.
Don't tell him what you got
in. Well, honestly, the things he put in over there that are his didn't look any better than mine. That's what I couldn't understand, why he didn't take his own junk and throw it away too then.
I told him your bed was out, and he said, well, his was too. You know what his bed is? That little wide piece of foam.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, he's a flathead, all right.
He called me.
And the folding table,
it.
We hadn't used it in a long time, but one of those nice folding tables folded down to about that wide. And made a handy thing to sit
for. Oh, I remember
you know,
that, yeah.
You straighten it out and made a long table.
Like this one out here.
Yeah, he's gone.
Well, that's inconceivable. What'd you think?
And the old greasy table that Leo brought from the workshop, that's the one he left. I guess it was the 30th. That's all I can figure out. Something to put his clothes on.
I didn't.
I
had
how come
up
he didn't dump
in?
Maybe
called.
He couldn't get it out the door.
No, it takes him ingenious.
We like
you
never got
it
in, that's the reason, I bet you. He couldn't get it out the door. We had to figure and work and, you know, twist to get it in. It's a good solid table, but he had it at the garage.
I hadn't got up yet, but I didn't go to sleep. Last time I looked at the clock, I hadn't even shut an eye at 4:30.
Cookie.
4:30? I hadn't shut an eye at 4:30.
You better go out and you'll cook.
Cabin,
lie down, and then
you see.
Yeah.
He does
it
last night.
I was still on the bed. Telephone rang.
I just gotten up. I overslept.
It was 7:30 when he called.
7:30.
That's terrible. I just believe you me, I slept.
7:30.
And I told Helen if it was Jack Stokes, I was gone.
I didn't know who it was, so I let him answer.
Yeah. Did
said
you
he
have some harness down there?
Yeah. Said he was the fellow that was moving in the crater. I said, you just think you are.
I don't really, there's so much stuff, but I don't know.
I don't care if I'm going in there, but he ain't going to run over me.
No. A big, thick feather tick that was fixed on a piece of plywood in the middle there that Frank slept on. That's the first thing Frank missed.
Frank
his
went
bed.
For his bed.
Now, what was
that?
That
ain't a feather tick. It was about that thick. It wasn't too wide, but it was just the size for a bed, and they put it on a piece of plywood, and it was about that thick, you know, feather tick. Feathers.
Oh. Well, I hadn't even seen one in years.
Well, now, there
well,
was one over
there,
and
there
he threw it in the dump.
He threw it in the dump.
Well, you know what they do.
The nigger's got it by now. Excuse me. But
somebody always walking around over that dump.
Well, they didn't bother. My gosh. He won't find half the stuff. See, all of my records to my service station was over there, too.
Yeah.
Now, they'll be there. Nobody going to bother your records.
No.
But they'll, that feather.
They'll sift through them, though. And all the cookers and things. See, Laura just packed them in a big box and brought them home. Well, I left them all in there, dishes, cookers, and everything, and just brought them back in the same box.
Well, I'd been in there. And
he just took. He thought it was trash, and he just took the whole box and he took it.
I
know. Laura, I don't know what all's in there.
I got me my coffee cup out, and I made a cup of coffee, and danged if my coffee cup wasn't gone too.
Cookie, I can't stand that. But everything in that box, and really, I don't know what all was in that box. Only I added those jelly glasses. They weren't jars, they were glasses. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I had a top like a glass.
Sure.
They didn't have the screw top lids, just, you know, clamp on. Yeah. And I had so many of them, I must have had 12 or 14, I don't, maybe more than that and I wrapped each one of them and put them in a bag.
Oh, really?
And then fixed them so good.
Yeah.
Put them
yeah.
down in the, that was brought back the same time the box was brought.
Of course, anything over an old mayonnaise jar is good enough to drink water out of.
Well,
I
sure, and you don't bring good things, you know. Only I had those. I said even my piece of wood. I went out here and even my driftwood.
And the silverware, all the silverware.
And my jar that Alice made at school in kindergarten that I treasured had some artificial flowers in it. It's gone. I said it wasn't anything but a jar, but she painted it.
I tell you, there's no sense in my man going.
I mean,
in
you
there.
Know, I just it's sentimental.
And
I didn't know they aren't worth anything, but still, it's treasures to me.
Sure.
Just take it over. Just cleaning house. I mean, that didn't make sense.
I can't understand it. I can't understand it.
I told him to fumigate it and wash it down. But it never occurred to me to tell him not to throw anything away.
No, he threw everything away.
That's what his way of fumigating?
Just like you're going to any place, you see.
You're clean, sure.
Yeah.
You want to clean it out, especially after it's been sitting there for several
Well, we
months.
Always had to clean it, you know.
Leo's
just not been...
Well,
we always don't know how he likes to come unless he comes with us.
I told him I'd be down here this morning. And if he's there, I'd leave it unlocked.
Well, he took his truck out of the yard and it's down yonder over across on that little dirt road on the other side of the railroad track from the little old store.
I guess something happened to it.
He parked it there, I bet you.
Oh.
Because it's off on a dirt road, just sitting off on a... You know that dirt road that goes straight where we come across the railroad track?
Yeah.
It's down in there, no, in front of anyone's house. Really? Just parked.
Hey, friend, bye.
Well, I
thank
you.
Well, I thank you. He was right humble. He knew he'd made, he knew he
loved up.
And he was, and he kept apologizing. Getting us in on it, you know, because he made such.
Oh, I said to him, but I'm telling you, when Mr. Cook came up there yesterday, I thought he'd come to a picnic, and he let me have it. There he comes.
There
you just
comes.
Be quiet. We want to see, sit over there where we can get
yeah.
the full
yeah.
strength
yeah.
of
that yeah.
stuff.
I'll give him the evening corner. I'll take
oh,
the
I'm having a cigar on that.
Yeah, you're
Hey, it's a good thing Frank didn't catch him last night. Frank told him that.
Frank's mad.
Frank's
mad.
Crying.
Frank's crying. He's mad.
We don't. We don't fool. Other folks is funny.
No, I had to take her home.
Jimmy, this is Mr. and Ms. Cook.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Well, I sure am sorry. My truck broke down just down the road. I don't know if you saw it. And I've got a class in Gainesville in about 20 minutes that I need to get to before I go down. I ran by the place where I dumped the stuff just a minute and picked up some of your checkbooks and stuff and set them on the doorstep, and I wrote you a note just asking you to leave me some instructions over what you'd like me to do. And I have a box spring and a mattress that I'd be glad to give you to replace what the one I threw out.
Well, it's not the actual value of it, it's the sentimental value, actually. Of course, the preacher gave that to us.
That was Reverend Pendergrass.
And,
country.
Well, we just had a lot of our treasures in there, and she had a lot of her salt and pepper shakers and jelly jars and that she treasured. I mean, they didn't look to you, they didn't look like much, but they were ours, and they were...
Well, it's like I said, you don't bring good stuff to out.
And that box of dishes, I don't know what all was in that. But I do know this much. There was enough dishes and cups mm-hmm. and saucers that we could have a picnic down there and not bring nothing from home. And not eat out of paper plates either.
At once that was new, but I don't remember. It was four pieces, is that what it was?
It was service for four all the way.
I don't remember, I just know it was a
new set. I just can't see why anybody would go in a place like that. I mean, when it didn't belong to anybody, and just start throwing this away and that away and everything away and clean the whole thing out. I mean, that I couldn't see. I don't know what the intentions were or nothing, but anyway, I don't like it. Still don't like it.
I certainly didn't do it thinking that they were things that you wanted. I guess I just was a little hasty in my efforts to clean up. And
I'll admit it was dirty. But we hadn't done it in a long time. He's been in the hospital and out and not been physically able to do a lot, so we don't go unless he does a long time. But we were over there just a time or two since last. The girls and I don't like to go with them by myself.
Well, I was there a couple, 3 weeks ago when I come through here.
I know you do, but I mean, unless you're with us, we don't come.
I stop by there periodically and say, and God don't even know I'm on the place. I stopped there many times, lay down, slept for 6 or 8 hours, and they didn't even know I was around.
It's quiet. He does that, I know.
And I don't care if someone will be in there, but I want to take care of what I've got left there. Ain't much left there, and I'll take care of it.
Well, I think that I may be able to salvage some more of the stuff. But I'll be glad to replace what can be replaced.
Well,
just to stop and think, I can't even remember what all I did have done with. You know, you bring one thing in one time, take something out another, and bring something in another time. It was just things that we, just enough to have a good time on when we come. And not good, because you never know who's going to get in, you know, break in or anything. And I wouldn't, but I had some little odds and ends that I'd had for years and years and years. That probably wasn't worth 2 cents, but it was a whole lot to me. I'm one of these, I make things and work with wood and stuff like that I like to have.
Yes, I can understand.
As like I said, he always wants me to get rid of a whole lot of it. I
don't. Well, it all came about because the yard was in such a mess.
Well, I know. Laura's supposed to come back and clean that, and she didn't do it.
And the and Jimmy said he could get he had a truck and he could, you know, clean all some of that stuff. And,
well, I had meant to bring the girls down, but I just don't really like to go a lot unless Leah's with us.
I've been up
we can do the work.
Last
we can do
4 weeks
but
in a row.
As long as he's there with
every
us.
Week, I had to go and see about my mother, and I made the paying trip, so I means anything or not, but I haven't worked a lick at nothing on public works in 2 years.
Past
2 years.
March.
In March.
Mm-hmm. And I work nights. And that's rough.
So, I mean, it's a... You and Guy get together. I mean, me and Guy get together. I want to do the right thing. I don't want to put nobody in a hard spot. I don't want nobody to put me in a hard spot. But I say it did kind of stir me up yesterday when I come down there and seen what was going on. That I would appreciate. See, I had more or less.
And pay for the water and pay for the mm-hmm. whatever you want. You wouldn't have any of that to worry about.
More than I had to sell, more or less had to sell them big horse on account of people wouldn't let them alone.
And you said, you know, if it just had somebody to sort of look after them.
Yeah, I'd appreciate someone that would look after it, but mistake is done. I mean, a mistake's a mistake. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I just can't do that, those things now.
But,
I'm not a horse. Too much about horses, anyway.
You don't talk to me, and I'll be right here.
Okay.
I'm not hard to get along with. I need to get along with. A fella rubs me the wrong way, and then I'm all wrong.
Like I said, I can't even, right now, I'd have to sit down and study what all.
But those springs was under that mattress in the back room back there. Now, that made a couch.
That was a studio couch.
That was a studio
one
couch.
One cushion still
couch.
Up in the,
but one
up overhead
over
in
there.
One of those things in the middle room. There's two cushions to it. And it made a, and I had about three cushions that were once
glider
cushions that I covered for the kids to sit on. Because we never spent the night down here. We have too many chores. You can't stay overnight in a little place like that.
I spent the
but
night
he,
down
but
a
he
lot
did, he
time.
Was down here a lot, though. He stayed down here a lot because he had...
I had my horses over there.
And he was his nerves were shot and he needed to get out to himself. And that was
that's
his,
where I went.
That was his place to go. So he just came and stayed by himself. But as far as having a family all down here to stay at one time, we didn't because we didn't have enough room.
I kept a couple of girls over there.
I know you've had, yeah, part of them at a time. And they dispatched more or less what I'd consider. You know, I always brought food from home and we'd always add just a little bit, you know.
But now, I mean, now,
just a place to come, a place to come to get away from everything. But see, he's had to be up the country so much lately that I don't, time I get up in the daytime, the day's three-fourths gone, you don't get out and do much running around. If you're I'm going to work. That was always a good place to come to.
Hey there,
Jimmy.
Having any luck?
Well, my truck broke down the road, so I limited what I could put in the Volkswagen, but I'm not real hopeful for what all can be salvaged down there. I did find some checkbooks and papers.
Well, usually I don't, but there's always someone ready to go through and pick up what they can find. That's just one of the things.
So somebody beat you, they beat you to it down at the dump?
I'm afraid so. It looks like some stuff has been dumped over. I didn't have time because I have a class to go to in just a few minutes, but I was going to come back this afternoon and dig under because it could be that some of the stuff has just had some other furniture dropped on top of it. It didn't look like it had been bulldozed under, but it looked like some other people. people had been there dumping some things at the same spot where I dropped it off.
Well, it looks like this might take precedence, if you...
yes, sir.
Really mean to do something about it.
Well, I went by my friend's house to get them to come get my truck going because I thought that would be a whole lot more practical to go down there and see if I could what I could dig up because then I'd have somewhere to put it. So I was
what time is your appointment?
A hurried stop by there.
3 o'clock. Helen, I told you a dozen times.
I can't do anything. 3 o'clock.
Well, let me tell you, Jim. I hadn't thought about it. You know, I wasn't very businesslike when you came up here. Now, you see, the way I do business is just from situation to situation. Now, just to have somebody down there doesn't interest me. It interests me only if they come down there with something in mind that they want to do. Now, you see, I wouldn't offer to tell you what to do, but I'd listen to you, what it is you want to do. You clean the place up, and the others, unfortunately. Now, on your gardening and things like that, now with me, as I see it now, you see, that you come out here to do that, and you don't do it when it comes handy. You go ahead and do it.
I'm not sure I followed you.
Well, you cleaned up the place and you disappeared. And you had some of your time off, you see, where you could get started on your gardening. That's what I was thinking about. But you have to do your own sketching, you see. Now, right now, you see, you're in a hurry to get to town. And when you get back, you see, you don't know when you get back and what you get to do. So, you see, you've been out here 6 months and never plant a pea. Well, you don't have to plant peas. You don't have to do anything, you see. But you come out here to do something. It's not just a park out there. But you see, it never occurred to me, to talk with you straight like I'm talking with you now. When you came, I just assumed that you had something in mind that you wanted to do.
Well, I do. I just was trying to get things squared away first before I started doing it. I wanted to be all moved in before I started planting or plowing or whatever.
Sure.
I was not wanting to rush in and make too many mistakes.
Well, that's all. And now what I'm saying to you now just arose out of this situation. You know, I'm not reading the law down to you. You understand that? I've had a number of people out here, and I've had to let them go for the simple reason: see, they come out here and they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They come out here to do something, but they never get around to doing it. Now you've had experience, and you know how to work. And I figured that'd show up, so I guess that's disarmed me. But that's what the place is for. You see, when Mr. Cook comes out here, he may sleep out there, but that's part of his job, actually. He gets ready. But he's also got something going all the time. He got horses or something, you see.
Yeah, I left home yesterday morning. I didn't have one horse. I ended up with 2 horses and 2 saddles before I got here yesterday afternoon. Before I get back home today, I may end up with 4, 5, or 6 horses.
No, I thought we were going to the doctor. We were going horse trading.
Well, I'm in bed.
That's why the truck's handy.
Yeah.
No, I know you are.
Well, now that's a curious thing. You see, those things don't show anybody out here. They think he's just fooling around.
That's the way he makes his. He works what living he can help. You know, I have a job, but I mean. He can't hold down a regular job.
Well, now over that creek, I imagine it's the same way. You've seen them over there. I don't know.
runs Cross Creek Fish Camp.
Is that a first name?
Yeah.
Everybody calls it Nell.
I know the people. He runs the yearling. He owns the yearling. I used to work for him.
Herman?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Gosh, yeah, I worked for Herbert Herman.
Patton Herbert Herman.
Sure did. When he was manager and director of Oakcrest Enterprise.
Oakcrest Enterprise. People went to school with him. They were their children.
Sure did.
Well, how'd he wind up over at Cross Creek?
He just got fed up with the way they were feeding
him. He just got tired out to Oakcrest.
And just quit.
Oh.
And he owned 49% interest in Oakcrest Enterprise. And he made him buy him out.
He had enough of it.
He didn't have enough to control it, but he had enough to where it tied him down.
Yeah.
See, his brother owned 51%. So he had controlling interest. His brother did, and his brother was trying to give him a shaft.
Yeah.
I worked for him 3 years. Mechanic. Sure did.
Well, you feel home over there.
I can go in there and get what I want when I want it.
Yeah.
The way I want it.
You know him,
Herbert?
Uh-huh.
Not real well, I know who he is.
Yeah, you see him around. Mm-hmm. Well, where was your headquarters over there, Jimmy?
I stayed over at right by Twin Lakes Fish Camp.
Yeah. Is that at the creek?
No, it's this side of it.
Oh, that far? I see. On up towards coming home, all this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, I don't know much about Cross Creek. You were through that time, too. That's it.
He's last.
Oh,
was that
oh, that fish camp is on, it's not on the, wait a minute, which side is that? It's on the lake side, naturally.
Twin Lakes is. It's on the Loch Lufa end
oh,
of the creek. All the other fish camps are down right by the creek.
Heck, last Wednesday, Thursday evening, a week ago, I loaded a load of watermelons under Thomas' fish camp.
Oh, that's right. You went to Cross
Creek. Oh, really?
Sure did. After Thomas' fish camp.
The last load to come.
I know one of, I don't know them. I know one of his boys, I think. When I see him. I believe I saw him down there loading the melons. I saw him down there.
I was in a gooseneck trailer and a red
horse trailer.
He took
them. I put 600
melons
on
a horse trailer.
How much that
weigh?
13,600 pounds.
Where'd you haul them to?
West Virginia.
He had to take one of our daughters up to stay with my mother and daddy.
Your mother and dad's practically invalids, and my mother's practically lost her mind, and my dad, I don't know how long he'll hold up.
So he had to go back home to see about them. He had to make a paying trip, so he took a little while.
Before I get back, I may have a phone call to go to West Virginia, just that quick.
That sounded a little bit better, but as far as his spirits were concerned, but I can tell by his feelings and the sound of his voice that his condition's not any better.
Ain't a man in the world had much bad luck about it. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have had none at all.
But he always comes out of it.
Some way?
Some way. You just wonder, yeah, some way.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hate to think about all that, all this. Whatever's happened. Since the spring of 68.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And 2 years ago today, when that boy of mine messed me up.
Coming after me. I was at work and he's coming to get me.
And you had been out of the place just one day. Or was it two
days? 2 days. He'd be home.
And if you'd been out. You'd been out 3 days.
He took me to work that night himself.
I got home on the 28th.
Yeah.
He took me to work that night, but he just didn't feel like coming to get me the next morning. That's why he sent Frank.
Yeah.
I didn't send Frank.
Frank went. Frank was the one to get up to go. Somebody had to come.
Frank Frank heard the telephone, answered the telephone. I didn't hear, and he was gone. I didn't hear the telephone until the sheriff
He still
called.
Can't get around early in the morning. He still can't get up and go.
Sheriff called me and said that he had piled my truck up. He totaled that truck sitting right out there out.
Yeah,
I took the motor, the transmission, the rear end, and made me a truck. The rest of it come out of the junkyard.
Painted it, but it needs another paint job.
And that truck was not very old at that time.
8,000 miles on it.
It was brand new. Just broke in.
But I see that's one of the things. Now I don't know what access you had to people over there who had experience such as he's had. But now on top of that, see all these things he can do. He also knows how to farm and raise a garden.
Raise on a farm.
I've thought a lot of times if I could just furnish him a hand or be a hand myself, we'd have a real garden. He knows how, and I'd have a strong back. You know, I picked some peas up here this year, and my back was down back for a week.
I tell you, I ain't one person that can pick peas and stand up on it.
Yeah.
That's near.
That's true.
Yeah.
I had a few peas this year.
Yeah.
Still have a few.
Yeah.
No, I don't care for someone being over there. I mean, in the trailer, it'd be a asset to me. But nevertheless, I mean, I'd like to feel free to go and bring my family there and have a picnic on Sunday, or if I feel like, if I'm down here messing around, I feel like I ought to have some place to go and lay down, where I can lay down in peace and quiet.
Well, if I was living down there, it'd just be a party if you ought to come in.
That's right, well. And
if I wanted to go ahead and play my stereo, I could do that too.
So.
When he first came home from the hospital, you know, he spent so much time down there by himself because he's nervous, you know, he couldn't stand there.
I spent 90% of my time right over there.
If he wasn't home and I hadn't heard from him, I knew where he was. He was down here where he was.
They can come find
too many kids around the house to make noise, and he can't, it gets on him, bothers him, and he'll just leave.
It doesn't yet. I'll get up and leave.
Well, it's such a constant thing. They never let up.
Never let up. No.
You say, well, I'll give him another half hour.
They get worse.
Well, right now, things quiet. There's two around after having all the rest of them gone. That won't last long, though. He'll be back.
Timmy, you all may come arrangements. You're going to leave tomorrow.
Right.
When you'll be back?
It'll be first of the middle of next week before I get back.
Well, let me tell you Jimmy, what you better do. You and Mr. Cook had better, why don't you amble on down there and take a look at it and see what you're supposed to do and get stowed away so neither one of you be held up.
Well,
I don't know when else you're going to be able to catch him.
Because I'm hard to catch. I'm a hard man to find.
Let's see, we have to be in Jasper the 3. I don't know what time we get back out there.
I've got to be in Gainesville at 12:45 tomorrow at noon.
Yeah.
And I'm to load up tomorrow evening for either Pennsylvania or New York.
Yeah. But at any time, you've got all these little side errands, right?
I got everything to do.
I'll be glad to help you in any way I can. I'd sure please to work for somebody that can teach me something.
Well, I don't know whether I'm a very good teacher or not, but
it sounds like you got a lot of experience and a lot of things.
You talk to the guy, he can tell you what I've done.
If he was doing something where you could go along with him, it would be worth your time. And I believe he flubber dubbed on this, he admitted that.
That's right. I mean, it's like I say, a mistake's a mistake. I mean, and one mistake.
After all, he did. He go down there and clean it out. Nobody else has ever ought to do it.
Yeah.
So that's something to say. But he acts like he can look at people and wait a little. If he can, that's more than I can do at that age.
Can I horse trade, a cow trade, an automobile trade? I've got automobiles, saddles, and horses strung from here to New York.
Yeah. Want to trade me a horse for your for my Volkswagen?
Yeah, I'll trade you a horse. I've got a good horse. I'll trade you for a Volkswagen. I mean, I got a good horse.
What kind of horse is
it? He's a 10-year-old a quarter Tennessee Walker and a quarter Shetland pony. Stud. He'll have to be altered. I don't know what kind of Volkswagen you got, but I'll just trade you straight across the board. Give you my horse for your buggy.
Does a Volkswagen run? But I want to know.
Is that what I rode in?
Yes.
Well, I rode with him. Where'd we go? Down. We just went down for the trip. Yeah.
Right, other trades was that truck.
I kind of need a truck. I hope I still need it. It conked out on me down the road there, but got a couple boys going down there.
I'd rather trade you for the truck. I don't care. I'll trade you for Volkswagen.
Well, I didn't have any idea you'd be right ready to trade. I'll have to come look at the horse.
You don't ask him things like that. Right?
Don't ask me nothing.
Ready.
Never be ready because I'm on dead ready. I don't back
all
up from nobody. I mean, I trade when I trade.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
He's too fast for me.
I can't keep. I don't even attempt. I couldn't keep up with him.
In fact, he's
already traded something and traded it off before I understood what the trade was all about. He's even gone again.
Shoot, I went out here. And
he stays ahead of me that far.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't understand. I never was a trader. That's the reason. I don't understand.
I mean, you seem to be like a pretty nice fella. I mean, I never met you before. Don't know nothing about you. But, I mean, you can see. You step over my shoes, someone walk in your place and just clean it out. And you'd be up in the air, too. Anybody would.
I would have been breathing fire.
Well, that's just the way I was yesterday.
You
all
got
evening.
Me. I'm telling you.
And that boy of mine.
He's even worse.
Now, let me tell you. He was mad. He was crying last night. And if he could have caught a hold of anybody last night, now he'd tore him apart, and he's mad.
He gets mad to crying now. It's too bad.
He was mad. He was crying, Guy Miles.
That's something he doesn't do very often.
Don't have a mess with that boy. He got the faithful angel, but he could tear you apart.
You might know him, Frank Cook. They call him Cookie all over Gainesville.
He just doesn't have a lick of sense when he gets mad.
He's worse. I ain't got none, and he's worse than I am.
And Becky's just like him.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes. He said something to Becky the other day, something about something Becky did. I said, well, didn't you know Becky's your sister? He kind of looked at me and grinned, and I said, just like you.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I'm not polished nothing. I mean, I tell you straight, just like it is. If he could have caught a hold of anybody last night, he made me sit down yonder at 10:30, waiting on somebody
to
come in, because he's going
to
tear him apart. Now, he's done it too, Guy Miles.
He was just mad.
And it's been hard to talk to him.
You know, there'd been no way to talk to him last night, because he just flat tore him up.
He might have talked later if there was any talking
he'd
about
tore
me
up and then talked. That's just the way he is. When we left here, I went around to you, and I looked over at him in the far from his papa, and he said, Daddy, we're going to trade. We went to trade.
That's where I left him. I went on home.
And
he stopped, but I went on home.
He said, we're not leaving here. I said, okay.
And I couldn't get him up this morning. He must have stayed awake a long time last night.
He was mad.
He was hard to get up anyway, but he
Somebody's crying. When he gets somebody crying, now somebody's in trouble. And I ain't joking to nobody.
You better call off the dogs.
I'll do what I can. Now that's all I'm gonna say. I'll do what I can.
I wouldn't want to be around
when he starts punching.
I'll do what
see,
I can.
See, he never been upset out here.
No, he's hard to get upset.
See, anything ever happened out here, it never has, has it?
You didn't see him how he was carrying that seat?
Yeah.
He just hunkered down and put that on his shoulders and came up with it after he was hunkered down.
Yeah.
I saw him pick up
he
100
lifted
pounds
that up
feet
on his
under each arm.
Do I?
I saw him pick up 100 pound of feet under each arm and walk.
And all
over.
all the girls did was to help to balance it when they came down the steps to keep me from tilting. They carried it out and put it on the truck and all the way back
now
to the back there too.
That was two seats out of a big oval Chrysler car.
Leather, I mean, it's heavy.
Leather, with all that metal on it.
He ain't any taller than I am.
That's all I can do to pick up one end.
But you can't slow. I was afraid it was too much, but he's always been that way.
Well, I've got a 150-pound anvil sitting up front of my shop. 150-pound anvil now. And he can stick it straight over his head.
Is that right? Well, one thing is getting hold of it.
He can pick it up, come up with it, and just keep right on going.
See, he looks sort of spindly up there in the shoulder compared to that boy.
I had broad shoulders.
No, he really got them. Anybody else in your family got made like that?
My daddy.
Her daddy.
My dad had wide shoulders.
But I've been cut
before
right
it's
there,
all before it's all humped over.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had broad shoulders.
Yeah.
I just got one lung. I can't pick up 25 pounds and put it on my back without hurting me.
Puffing?
You can't pull weeds either. I found out.
I ain't gonna pull weeds.
I thought maybe you'd help me in the garden, but that didn't work. You couldn't do it.
Yeah. One thing hurt his breathing, the other hurt his disposition.
You just can't say no, his right side, his ribs have always hurt.
Yeah, they're hurting right now.
I knocked him loose when he came home. That was before he was discharged from the hospital. And he's had him knocked loose several times since. And then he fell when he fell over the truck the other day. He cracked three ribs again. There's nothing you can do about that.
When you fell over the truck?
When he's working on the truck.
God,
he can get out and work on the truck one day and doesn't sleep a wink that night. One morning I called home, 5:30, and he answered the phone on the first ring. I knew he hadn't been asleep.
I don't sleep. I get out and work, I don't sleep. I can go out here and go up the road and take a load of horses or a watermelon or something, go up the road. If I get tired and sleepy, shoot, I'm gonna pull it off.
But I meant to do anything, you know, to use his arms in any way.
I was putting a distributor in. I fell over the fender. I heard him cry. Felt him cry. But I went ahead and put my distributor in.
You stumped and fell on the fender?
No, I didn't stump.
He just falls.
I just fall.
Every once in a while, he just falls and can't control himself. Can't help it.
Oh, really?
He just goes.
Get up and go again.
Well, the thing of it is, you shouldn't have been out there in the first place. That's what you. But knowing him, you can't tell him not to, so you just might.
And he don't do it with moderation.
If it has to be done, he's going to do it if it kills him. That's just the attitude he takes.
He's still got that deadline.
That's right.
Like
regardless
that.
Of how he's going to be when he's through, that doesn't matter. Right at the point, right at the time.
That'll kill everybody. That's your truck. I thought it was just one you borrowed. And it conked out on you.
Yeah, it acted like there was some trash in the gas line or something. Got warmed up okay and got down the road and conked out and left me stranded right on the railroad track.
And my big truck, he got to be that doing that away. Rust in the gas tank.
Oh. Well, what's the remedy for that?
Change tanks.
Very simple.
Very simple. When a tank rusts, it never stops. Because gasoline won't keep them rusting.
Gasoline won't kerosene well.
Yeah, but you can't burn kerosene in an automobile.
No.
And if you put kerosene in there, gasoline cut it off. There ain't nothing to put on it. Take it off, throw it in the dump, and go get you another.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
You go to the junkyard?
No, I had two extras.
Oh.
Still got one more.
Is it, how much trouble is it to change them?
20 minutes.
Well, what happens? If you get stuff in your, cluttered up in your, in something you get in your gas tank, it'd be simpler to put a new tank on it than it would to mess around trying to get it out.
Easier, quicker.
What did I have in my gas tank that I had to get out? And how did I get that out? I forget now. I got it out.
So how long did it take you?
Well, the way we worked it, it didn't take as long as I thought it would. It'll come to me. But it was a mess, and I didn't think it ever was that? I'll tell you that.
People put sugar in it. Sugar in gas tank.
Nah, sugar ain't gonna hurt no gas tank.
I know, but I meant that's one of the things that's putting.
Because you,
tank.
I don't care. You can take 10 pounds of sugar and pour it in a 50-gallon drum, and it'll all go to the bottom just like sand.
It
won't dissolve in gasoline. That's one reason whiskey and gas is hard to mix, but it'll mix.
Yeah. Is that the beat?
But you can take a quart of alcohol and pour it in there, and it'll mix with water and gas. Mix water and gas, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll fill up, put a 50-gallon. Buy 50 gallon of regular gas and go buy your 29-cent bottle of rub alcohol and pour in it, and you got high test. That's why I buy regular gas, and you can just about find a bottle of rub alcohol in my truck all the time.
You don't mean it.
It's true. Plain old rub alcohol.
Just any sort?
Plain old rub alcohol.
Does it
light your stuff in? He'll be doing it around, he'll blow something up. This is sure shooting.
I don't think this is even alcohol. I think this is juice of berries.
That's
something.
It.
That
right
deal?
There. That right there. That 50-gallon tank, I'll fill it up and go to the Stop at a Minute Market and get me a bottle of alcohol and dump in it, and I've got high test gas. My valves don't rattle, they don't clang, clatter, or nothing. They just keep right on getting up.
Oh, that low test will make your valves clatter.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well, now that sounds like what happens on this crash light here. It does it when it's picking up speed or going up a grade a little bit.
Yeah.
Now I can get up speed and overcome it. But if it's pulling just a little extra.
That's all it is.
And nothing you can do about it.
Burn high test gas, huh?
Burn high test gas, huh?
Or set your time back.
Or set the time back?
Yeah. Cut your power.
Yeah.
See, I set mine up as high as it'll go because I want the peak of power.
Yeah.
When I start up one of them mountains, I don't want no static.
Well, I don't need much power. I ought to set mine back.
Yeah.
And use load test.
Yeah.
Regular.
Readjust your points. Readjust your carburetor, and you can burn regular gas now.
Because I don't need all that power. Well, why don't I do that? Who can do it?
I can.
Smitty? would.
If he will.
Frank can.
Frank can.
Anytime
you slow him down long enough to get him stopped.
Yeah. Well, now that's it. That's what happened.
Yeah.
It's just that little clatter, little tinkling sound. It don't cut out on the pulling. It just acts like it's laboring a little bit.
I took that first load of watermelon up. I hit second gear 6 times going through them mountains. That's all. I went over that big Walker Mountain in third gear. 450 watermelon.
You
missed
it, Lucy? How come?
Huh?
The four lanes, all that way back all into the turnpike.
And it's 4 miles long, and I went over that mountain in third gear.
That's where you're going when you got the gun. Unless you got a pretty good speed, you can't go
in
third gear.
About 23 to 25 miles
an hour. That is a big mountain.
In other words, you just got up there and trying to coast down on the side.
I hit it with a natural low. When I hit it, I was doing about 85.
Well, did I take you halfway up?
Almost. I ain't got any.
Why did
well,
you get the blue for you?
In the first place, it's none of your business.
Well,
and the second place, it's better road.
In the third place, what's wrong with second gear?
Yeah.
We getting after him, aren't we?
If I'd have went the other way, I'd have been in first gear.
Well, really?
They've four lanes a lot of that, though, all those crooked roads.
Look, that's my business. I travel the way I want to travel.
You go north.
That's right. Keep on getting
there. The closest way is too far.
Well, I remember Bluefield, but I don't remember the grade. Of course, I wasn't pulling 500 watermelons when I went there.
No.
That doesn't make a lot of difference. If you're riding a bicycle, you might remember it.
Yeah.
Especially if somebody riding on there with you and you pull them.
I tell you, you'll remember it if you pull a trailer through there, a house trailer. In the dark, in a rainstorm, and then you go back in daylight, you're just going back empty.
Yeah.
You wonder how you got over it. I know what you did that.
Well,
yeah.
I went over it.
I know, but I didn't know what I didn't realize what we were going through. Because
yeah.
Then they go on the way back, and I saw it in daylight. And I said, it was a good thing it was dark and it was raining, or I'd never made it.
Yeah.
I better go. Hey, 100 miles near Jasper?
Yeah.
About so. It's almost on the Georgia line. About 30 miles. 20 or 30, which is it's not too far from the Georgia line.